Ding, ding, ding. Thank you, Debbie. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. Happy to have you here today on this very nice day. And we welcome Debbie back this week. And it's always good to see Tom here. And Tom will be here today. Then he'll return the first weekend in October. And then the other news, which I'll share again, is that as of the 1st of September, Christian is our pastor. Now, there are two other small things that have to happen. One is she has to just meet with Presbytery on the 22nd of September, and she has to be ordained. And the current ordained date is currently looking at the 30th of October. Is that right?
Yes, October 30th.
Yeah.
Probably about 4 p.m.
Okay.
Yes, here in Glenshaw Valley. Yes.
So we'll also be live streaming it. We'll send out that Zoom link. Primarily for anybody at the Santa Fe Presbytery in New Mexico can watch the ordination. So this is all exciting news. We've summarized this in the Valley that got sent out late last night, so all the details are in there. The only other announcement to make is we had a wedding here Saturday. Were you here Saturday?
You were.
No. Well, okay. Anyway, during the wedding, someone reported gas, and it turned out, yes, we have a gas leak, and our gas has been turned off, and we have to get that gas line repaired. So, another challenge for the church. As Arlie put it, nothing bad happened from it, so that's good. Anyway, with that, I will turn over to Tom Clifton. It's all great to have you here today. Thank you.
Feels like a holiday weekend, doesn't it? People, Kristen, you have to get used to this. You know, when the holiday weekends come, people sometimes are off moving around. We hope everyone is safe in travels and happy in reunions or picnics, whatever happens this holiday weekend. A happy time, but also, oh my gosh, it's the end of summer kind of holiday, and so I always, I don't look forward to the end of summer. I enjoy the trees and the beauty and the grass and the golf and all the good things that summer brings. But fall brings beauty and change of color, and sometimes it brings new energy as the weather begins to change and we turn off the air conditioners and open the windows and enjoy beautiful weather for the fall, we trust. This has been a wonderful summer for me to be with you. Thank you again for the opportunity to be in this place, in this pulpit, for these summer weeks. I love being a preacher on Sunday. Preparing sermons, it keeps me from going crazy. Do you have something like that in your life that keeps you from going crazy? Well, that's what it does for me. I open God's Word and thought and study and preparation for the moment of preaching, and it's my healing time. And when I don't do it, I miss it. And so being here, just living up the street at the top of the hill, it's so easy for me to get here. And this has been a joy and privilege for me. And I will be in great prayer for your new called pastor to come and to lead this congregation. So, having said all that in preparation, may we join our hearts, minds, lives together as we worship our living God. Called to be light. Called to be salt. Called to live in God's reality.
We would welcome everyone as sisters and brothers in our hearts.
If able, we do join in prayer and in song, standing for the first hymn as we sing number 749. Together we confess our sins. In truth, we break your commandments, God of our lives. Deeper still, we break your heart when we point the finger at those who are different from us, when we gossip about our friends and neighbors, when we think everything is all about us. Forgive us, merciful God, we pray. We long to know your ways, so open our ears to hear those words we are always ignore. We search for you, so open our eyes to the wonders so we may see them anew. We would believe in your promises, so fill our hearts with the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now for this good news. God will show us the way to God's realm. Gracious, merciful, and righteous is our God of salvation.
God rebuilds our lives, repairs our mistakes, fills our emptiness with hope and joy. Thanks be to God, we are forgiven.
Amen. Together we affirm our faith by saying, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Greet one another. Thank you. you for that beautiful music. Sometimes we have too many words in worship. And so to be quiet and silent and then to let the music of and the beauty of that sound touch us in mind and heart is so beautiful and so important. So we come together now to join our hearts in prayer. From Kathy, where are you, Kathy? Over this Kathy, over here. We have a request for prayer for Tina Palmari, friend and neighbor. She's 33 years old. She's had a brain aneurysm. She is now slowly improving, saying a few words, but there is loss of memory. And so please continue to pray for full recovery. Pray for full recovery for this young person. And so also for strength and peace to Bill and Justin, who must be parents. Okay. Very good. All right, let's remember Tina in our prayers today. And when we pray together, we're pulled out of ourselves. Our small life, we're pulled out and we're joined with all of God's people and with God's love and concern for the whole world. We join God in that. As we know, God so loved the world. And our world today is in tremendous need, as you know, with all of the conflicts. I looked at a map of places in the world where there's some kind of conflict, some kind of strife and war, and when I looked at Africa, it looked like half of that continent is in some kind of insurgency war or conflict of some kind. And many places, Ukraine, other places as well. And then there's terrible flooding. The fifth most populous nation in the world is Pakistan. And hundreds and thousands of people have lost everything and are hungry with nothing. The Horn of Africa is starving. Europe is now in the midst of the worst drought in 500 years. And then I looked at the map of Pennsylvania, and I didn't know this, but the entire eastern part of Pennsylvania is under severe drought. So the needs nearby, the needs far away, our world is in need of God's grace and the prayers and labors and ministries of God's people and others. So we're pulled out of ourselves into God's big world. So let's pray for one another, for Tina, and for the world around us. I would like to invite you, when I say, Lord, in your mercy, for you to say, hear our prayer. Can we practice that once? Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let's pray together. Oh God, we pray for the world that you love, which Christ came to serve and to redeem. Let our light shine for the people who will see our concerns and good deeds, and for the church in which light of the gospel is proclaimed. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, God, that you provide faithful pastors and leaders to proclaim your good news. We thank you for the one here today who has heard that call and who will soon go forth to be your pastor and shepherd among your flock. strengthen her and the faith of all of your people through word and sacrament. For we gather in sacrament around your table today to be made new again. Bless the members of this congregation, that each one may be salt and light in the world, helping to bring faith and hope to those who do not yet know you. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, have mercy upon all the nations in great need of life, strength, peace. Bless our own land, our nation, especially at this time of holiday, that we might count our blessings and renew our commitment to one another. Bring to us here in our land, our nation, justice and peace and safety. Bless and protect those who work in law enforcement, in government, and in all of the places where people work and play. Lord, in your mercy. Oh God, comfort those who are suffering today. We especially lift up to you Tina and others who've been named in these summer weeks. Lift up the fallen. Touch the needs of the hungry. Bless the homeless and those who lack basic necessities, even food and clothing and shelter. Bring your help and life to all who are in need and trouble. Lord, in your mercy. O God, your Son Jesus is the light of our lives and of the world. He brings light shining for the darkness of our world. And in his light, teach us to listen to one another, to love one another, to bring joy and peace and happiness to one another and to the world. Hear our prayers. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And in Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And now if we're able to stand, let us do so, but let every voice be heard as we sing our hymn. be seated and join with your brothers and sisters here in bringing your gifts of love and devotion. We bring our gifts that our lives might shine to glorify Him. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning's scripture is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh God, may your Holy Spirit so fall upon our hearts and our minds as this day your word is proclaimed, that we might be renewed, refreshed, and recommissioned once again to be your people on earth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Oh, what an audacious thing for Jesus to say. We're not even halfway through the fifth chapter of Matthew, where the Sermon on the Mount, of course, begins with the Beatitudes. And then the first thing that Jesus says after the Beatitudes, you are the salt, you are the light. Now, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, that doesn't come until the end of chapter 7. We're not even halfway through chapter 5. It says that the crowds were astonished. Well, I'm astonished already. I don't have to wait till the end of chapter 7. What an audacious thing for Jesus to say to these people. Look at them. These people. Look at them. What a gathering they are. Jesus looks at them and he sees what nobody ever saw in them before. We can't see with our eyes what Jesus sees in them. And anyone with any influence or affluence, it would be impossible for us to see what Jesus sees in them. They are the throwaway people. You know what I mean? People who just, they don't count. Their living and dying is of no consequence. Just they're throwaway people. They're the riffraff. They're the trailer trash. They are the people who are the burdens on the budget. They are the people who are called welfare queens. They are those horrible, horrible homeless people. These people. They're all losers, or they are failures in life. And if not that, well, they're just unfortunate. You know, some people are just born unfortunate. They could be born blind, or they could go to work one day and they could lose an arm or a leg. They are the people who are unfit for life, for society, for productivity. They're the people that will sit on street corners and who will raise their hands and say, "Please, please, my children have nothing to eat tonight." Beggars. They cannot read or write. If they are healthy enough to work, they're probably a day laborer. So thin. Because there's never enough food to go around. And if all of this is not enough, the Roman government imposes taxes on them to take from what little they have so that the Roman elite can have their baths and gymnasiums and armies so that they can enforce and protect the filthy rich at the expense of those who are just filthy. Do you see them? Can you see them? The least among the world, the least, the last, the lost. Can you see them? And when Jesus sees them, he sees what none of us could ever see. He sees what no one would ever be able to see. He sees them blessed. And he sees them in a new way. You are the salt. You are the light. The world is preserved by your salt. As salt is rubbed into the flesh of the meat and preserves it, your life disappears into the world, but it's the preserving element of the world's existence. You're the light. in a world that is so dark and so dumbfounded and so lost. You are the light that helps the world find its way through this darkness. A church once had a talented youth group that put on the musical Godspell one time. If you've heard that musical or the music, you know what wonderful, wonderful music it is. What a joyful thing Godspell is. And at the intermission, one of the members of the congregation noticed a woman who had never been around the church before, a complete stranger, inspired by the music of Godspell, this person went up to the woman who was a visitor to the musical that night and greeted her by saying, try this sometime, greeted her by saying, "You are the light of the world." And the woman said, "No one has ever told me that before." Well, I'm telling you now so that you could never be that person that would say, "I've never heard this before." Are you listening? You are the salt. You are the light of the world. And now you know. Many years ago in Europe, when in the 1930s, many Jewish families in Europe fled to other places. They could see what was happening. And some didn't flee. Some stayed too long, so they could not flee. They could not get out. And many of these people put their children in Christian homes. And these children were either disguised or made to look like and act like Christian children in these homes, survive the Holocaust. There's one man who was put in such a home, and he ended up coming to the United States, grew up here. And he became obsessed with the question, why? Why would a family do this? Why would a family go to such risk to take in a child like me, someone they didn't even know? Why would anyone do something like that? And so he went to Europe and he looked up some of these families. He went into their homes and he talked to them and he interviewed them. He asked them the question, why? Why would you do something like this? And there was really no answers. People didn't really say, couldn't say, why they would do such a thing. And so this man finally came to his own conclusion. It was that this is what they understood themselves to be. That they couldn't be the person they understood themselves to be without doing what they did. We need laws and commandments and rules and all of those things. They have their place. But most importantly, the world is preserved, the salt, the world is preserved, and the world is enlightened, the light, by people like you and me, who just are what they are. Salt and light. And as Jesus finishes this piece of teaching, he adds, let your light shine. Let it shine. Not the light that's you, but the light that is in you. Let it shine so that the world will see and give glory to God. Amen. The word having been proclaimed, we join now in the sacrament to celebrate God's presence and Christ's love. Let us come to the table and let us prepare for that by singing verses 1, 3, and 5 of our hymn together. Let us stand as we sing.
At table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and our praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord our God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all the faithful, every time and place, who forever say to the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine, joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine that we may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of the risen Lord until he comes. The gifts of God for the people of God. Said, "Take and eat, this is my body." In like manner, Jesus shared the cup.
Thank you.
been going to church all my life. I've never sung that hymn before. But I want you to know that chills are going up my back and my arm as I sing that. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? So tonight, when you go to sleep, say that as your closing prayer. And tomorrow morning when you get up, say that as your opening thought. Every day of your life, make that your prayer. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the strength and power of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.